I'm Robert Borelli, and this is Voices of Diversity. Today we have Paulina Gomez, who is a senior at Elkhart Central High School. She's 17 years old, and when she was 13, Paulina, you moved here from Mexico, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that transition.
Well, first of all, it was really hard because I didn't know the language, and I was struggling with the basic classes. And when I started school, I went to Northside Middle School, and I started in the middle of seventh grade. And I didn't have regular classes, so I just went, I was like trying to learn the language. And when I turned to eighth grade, I was one of the top 10 of the math class, and I was really getting into it. And when I moved here to high school, I was also struggling because it was a little high level. And I was supposed to get the regular diploma. And then when I was a sophomore, they switched to honors diploma.
And so you were able to learn the language in that period of time from 13 to now you're 17. Where is home? And give me an idea of what life was like back in Mexico as opposed to here in Elkhart.
Well, in Mexico is, I don't see a lot of difference, but I guess the school is really different. They don't provide like the transportation. You have to pay tuition, even though if it's preschool or any kind of that. And there was really expensive, but when we moved here, we got a lot of opportunities, like the bus transportation, the lunch, when they reduce our free lunch. But it was a really big change.
The reason behind the family's move to this area?
Because we didn't have like a really good economic condition. But when we move here, we're good enough.
So you moved to Elkhart County mainly for family employment, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
What's available here that wasn't at home? Both as opportunities for your family and opportunities for yourself.
Yes, education. And also, that's a tough question.
And I should point out, Paulina, that you're not your average student. Give me an idea of what all you're involved in and what your goals are after high school.
Well, I'm now involved in the Career Center program, the health occupation, medical assisting. And last year I got my certified nurse assistant. And this year I'm gonna be certified in phlebotomy, ECG, and advanced medical terminology. And I'm also involved in community service, like.
I have to point out that Paulina is opening a large book that contains a lot of her accomplishments. Very impressive.
American Red Cross, sometimes we teach the fourth grade kids like the rescue breathing or how to call 911 or.
So you've pretty much figured out what you want to do as a career.
Yes.
At 17.
Yes, I do really want to be a doctor. That's my long-term goal.
So how have you become connected to the society here in the United States, specifically in Elkhart County? What things have you done in order to connect?
I do like talk to different people, like different races and all that stuff. And I do like to do a lot of community service, and I do get involved with kids or, you know, other people, and I get to know some different people or races or diversity. And
if you hadn't done that, if you weren't doing that, where would you be right now, do you think?
Boring at home, I guess. Yeah. But
so being engaged has gotten you further.
Yes.
What skills did you bring with you when you moved here, and what skills do you think you've developed in order to put yourself on the road to eventually being a doctor?
Well, the skills that I brought was, I was a really good student at math, and when I came here, I didn't know like how to start or something. But then when I started learning the language, I started doing a better job in my classes. And I know I now have many skills, but like patient care or how to teach others to like respond in emergency situations.
So where would you place the importance of education in terms of your future? How important has your education been to you in trying to be a part of the community and in trying to better yourself?
Well, that's one of the most important things that I have right now, because I don't have like a job, because I really want to concentrate on my education and don't have like any other, like just being in the school, concentrating on what I'm doing and do it really good. And yes.
Paulina, what would your advice be to another 13-year-old coming to this area from another country? What would your advice to them be on how to succeed?
If they just came from another country?
Yes.
Well, never give up. And if you don't know the language, start doing like something. Don't like just stop and just give up, or keep trying to learn the language, even though if you're really struggling, don't give up. Never.
Paulina Gomez, senior at Elkhart Central High School, we thank you. My name is Robert Borelli, and this is Voices of Diversity.